The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Our text for today is written in Luke 17:11-19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole. This is our text. Beloved friend in Christ, your faith has made you whole. Our Lord says this to the Samaritan, who returned and gave thanks to God. It is faith then which makes whole or which saves. Blessed is he that has the faith. By our own reason or strength, we cannot believe on the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. Faith is not our work. It is God's work in us. Though God wills that all people should be saved and desires to plant faith in the hearts of all, yet all people have not faith. How fortunate, then, is the man whom God has so led and guided and governed in this life that he has made a true believer, that the flame of faith, and if it were ever so small a flame, but a tiny spark, was killed in his soul. For it is faith that makes whole. It is faith that saves. It is faith in Jesus, the Son of God and Saviour of the world, that upholds and comforts man in this vale of tears. And fills his soul with unspeakable joy, removes from death its sting, and leads to a blessed hereafter. Triumphantly can he that has the faith exclaim with David, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, he redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, but that all would remain in the faith and keep it when they have it. This is not the case. Many that are endowed with this sublime gift do not guard it carefully, but grow heedless and indifferent, and then make shipwreck concerning faith. They lose their faith, the subject then to which I will invite your attention shall be, with the aid of God's Holy Spirit, losing the faith. We shall see how easily one may lose the faith, what a terrible thing it is to lose the faith, and how to guard against losing the faith. We read, And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem and passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. All these lepers were true believers. Each and every one of them had faith in the Lord Jesus. Their attitude toward Jesus, their deportment, their prayer proved that. Shut out from the rest of human society on account of their loathsome contagious disease, which considered incurable, they had no prospect of ever being healed. They had, however, heard of the fame of Jesus, of his great miracles and of his divine sayings. And what was the effect? They believed in him, every one of them. If this had not been the case, would they unanimously, one and all, have lifted up their voices when Jesus came into the village where they kept themselves and addressed him, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. No, this address of theirs plainly shows they had built their hope on the Lord Jesus, and did not in the least doubt his ability to do for them what God alone can do, to perform upon the miracle of cleansing their leprosy. Their faith is furthermore demonstrated by the fact that they obeyed Christ's command. For we must know when Jesus said unto them, Go, show yourself to the priest, he did not heal them by these words. They still were full of leprosy. But does that shake their confidence in Jesus? Do they say, Why? What good will it do go to the priest, that they might pronounce us clean? We are lepers. The priest will drive us away. No, they believe, though they do not see. They do not question Christ's command. And behold, it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Not before they started, but while they were on the way to the priest. In obedience to Christ's command, the leprosy disappeared, and they were made perfectly healthy and sound. All these 10 lepers consequently had faith in Jesus. But did they all keep the faith? No. Our gospel contains a sad statement that 9 of them did not return to the Lord Jesus to express their thanks. 9 of them did not give glory to God. It is almost incredible, but a stubborn fact, nevertheless, that 9 of them again lost the faith, dropped the faith, fell away from the faith. From this sad case, we're going to learn how easily one may lose the faith. Since the days of those 9 lepers, thousands upon thousands have made shipwreck concerning faith. Oh, how many of those who were baptized Christians and had solemnly promised on the day of their confirmation to remain true to their God and Lord unto death, afterwards discarded the faith. The church one time was their soul's most precious gift. Look around among our friends and acquaintances. How many a poor soul do we find that perhaps prosperous in life has lost the faith, God, hope, and is running along headlong upon the broad way that leads to eternal perdition? Oh, how easily does a man get there? The devil, the world, and his own flesh are continually besieging the Christian's faith. Let misfortune come, disarranging our plans for the future, demolishing our hopes. If we do not accept the strength which is offered unto us from on high, and which will enable us to bear all our crosses with patience, if we do not resist and oppose these adverse feelings which arise in our own sinful heart against the divine Maker and his unchangeable ways, we will surely lose the faith. But oh, how many have their faith talked out of them by seducers, by false friends, and say, You fool, you idiot, what nonsense to go to church and lead the gloomy life of a Christian. What foolishness to throw away your money for the church and get nothing for it. What sensible man in this age of enlightenment and progress will believe what the Bible says? Don't you see that most of those who are highly educated and well up in the world do no longer believe their silly old Bible stories? It is not unlikely that the 9 lepers had their faith talked out of them by the priests, surrounded by temptation of every description. Even the best of Christians may easily lose the faith. St. Paul says, Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. For a terrible thing it is to lose the faith. This is the second part of our discourse. The 9 lepers well knew the benefits which faith brought them, but they did not consider what a terrible thing it is to lose the faith. And this they did not consider because they were not immediately punished for their ingratitude. Their leprosy did not return after they had ceased to believe in the Lord Jesus. They remained perfectly healthy and sound. And so they were indifferent about the faith which they had lost. They did not mind. To this day, it is characteristic of those who lose the faith that are very indifferent about it. They make no effort to regain what they have lost. As long as a person feels troubled about his own faith and is afraid that his own faith will not be true and sincere, is the true sign that he's a Christian and that true faith is dwelling in his heart. But when a person has arrived at such a stage as not to care, to be indifferent about his soul's salvation, it is a very bad sign indeed. Such a person very often does not think God does not mind it, because he has not punished him at once. He does not consider what a terrible thing to have lost the faith. Had he wasted his money and property, he would soon feel the dire result, But in most cases, no evil consequences seem to follow in the wake of dropping the faith. Yet we could not consider or conceive of a thing more terrible than to lose the faith. For what must we say of him who has lost the faith? He has taken leave of God and His grace. He has despised the word of God. He has renounced Christ. He has joined the host of Christ's enemies. He has placed himself under God's wrath and the terrible judgment to come. He has delivered himself over to the power of Satan. He has cast himself into eternal condemnation. Do we think God does not mind that? He who loved us so dearly that he gave his only begotten Son for us into death, who longs and yearns for our salvation and has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He does mind it, though often he tarries with his judgment. Does not Christ say to the Samaritan, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Behold then the same language Christ will use on the great day of judgment. He will say to those who have lost the faith and died faithless, where is the faith which I gave and trusted to you? What did you do with it? And upon their silence the stern judge will pass 30. Cast out those unprofitable servants into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, how watchful should Christians be, how careful to keep the faith. How to guard against losing a faith is a third part of our discourse. We are told of the Samaritan, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He glorified God. In this way he guarded against losing faith. This man undoubtedly was beset by the same temptations as the rest. And his temptations were made the greater when he saw that all the rest of his companions turned their backs on Christ their Saviour. But was it that kept him steadfast in the faith? It was the grace of God which led him to value what Jesus had done for him. It was a deep sense of gratitude which by the grace of God had firmly taken root in his soul. He was thankful to the Lord, and nothing, not even the bad example of his comrades, could deter him from showing and expressing his thankfulness. Behold, my dear Christians, this is a proper way to guard against losing the faith. Be thankful and show a gratitude openly by praising the Lord, glorifying God. And if our best friends and nearest kin should turn their back on Jesus, let this not influence us in the least. See that we save our own soul. Come into the house of the Lord with thanksgiving. Be regular worship in the house of God. And diligently hear and ponder the divine word. The word of God is the means whereby faith is produced and kept in our soul. If we keep away from church and the sacraments and cease searching the scriptures, we will soon lose the faith. But if we diligently hear the preaching of the divine word, come to the Lord's Supper and glorify God, we will see strength to overcome all temptations. All our doubts will be removed by the power of God. We will keep the faith. Another means whereby to guard against losing faith is prayer. For we read of the Samaritan, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He expressed his thanks with prayer. Pray without ceasing, my Christians, and we will not lose the faith. Do not only give thanks to the Lord in our prayers, because he is good, that he mercy endures forever. Ask him, implore him in our prayers, not to let us stray away from him, but to keep us in a narrow way. Of our own power we could do nothing to keep the faith. Daily we must seek the Lord our God to graciously guard us so that the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh do not deceive us, nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And though we fight, and though we be assailed by them, that still we may finally overcome and obtain the victory. In conclusion, one more word to those who have lost the faith. We have heard what a terrible thing it is to lose the faith. Oh, make haste to regain what we have lost. Let me tell you, there is hope for us still. Jesus is willing to receive us back. Come to him in true repentance. He will not cast us up. He will gladly receive us, though our sins be ever so great. Did he not receive the greatest sinners while he was walking in the flesh? And does he not distinctly say, him that comes to me I will in no wise cast out? May the Lord grant us all his grace to remain faithful unto death, that finally we may receive the crown of life. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.